everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Journey with James podcast. I am elated, as I always say, that you guys have joined me again, whether it's night, day, overnight, it doesn't even matter. The fact that you took the time to listen to little old me, I am greatly appreciative of it, and I thank you very much for taking that time. It's another edition. We are in season 4 of this podcast, and I will tell you, it has been such a blessing to my life to be able to do these podcasts, to be able to voice my thoughts and to voice some of my journey and to share some other people's journey, in hopes that the journeys that are shared here on this podcast will be able to help you in your journey. I always say this. Why not? We're in life together. We're in this life, this thing called life together. So why not motivate, inspire, and encourage one another? I think it's so important that we build one another up and not beat each other down, because we can do better together. And I believe that. And so I was sitting here, you know, this year, people were saying, or are saying, I should say, that this is the year of exposure and such and such and such and such. And we've heard some things over the last few weeks, right at the beginning of the new year. We had the Cat Williams interview. We heard things about allegations with TD Jakes, just allegations. And then we hear other things. And then, of course, Monique, she's sharing her truth. But it made me think about something. It's beyond the exposing people kind of thing. I really feel people are starting to heal in some of the things that they've been silent on, some of the things they felt like they didn't have a voice on, some of the things they felt like they were shunned to mention. And so we're seeing this publicly with some of the people that we may look at as somebody famous and different things like that. But I really believe that this is a year of healing more so than it is of exposure. And so people that you may not see are here, you know, because they're not famous, considered famous or whatever a definition of that may be. There are people in this life that are healing. They are really speaking their mind, speaking their heart, getting things off their chest that's been beating them up and turn their body, physical body up, and their mental and their spiritual, just beating them down because they had no outlet. And so I look at this on the bright side, that this is a year of healing for so many people. It's a year of healing through all the pains. It's a year of healing through all the aches. It's a year of healing from all the fussing. It's a year of healing for all the ridicule that was put upon you. It's a year of healing from being unloved or feeling unloved. It's from all the pain of family issues, all the pain of friends that you thought were friends that cut you off or treat you a certain way. It's a time from healing from all the negativity. It's a time to come forth and be healed, be healed, be healed. But it takes that point of first opening up and allowing yourself to speak your truth and allowing yourself to go through the process, which may not be always peaches and cream. It's not going to always be good, but it's going to be necessary. And so, you know, my walk with God, God is my anchor. He is the source of my life. And so I have God, and I have the thing that I'm going through, and we do it together. I trust God in the process. I trust God when I'm feeling like I just want to give up. I'm trusting God when it feels like, oh my goodness, how am I going to get out of this? I trust God when I feel like I have no more hope. I trust in Him, and it seems that it just happens every time. God always pulls through for me. He always makes a way for me. And I just sit there and say, why do I sit there and I worry every time I go through things, when every time God has shown Himself over and over and over again? And I understand this clearly because we're human. And we have to understand something, though, that God, He is the creator of us. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is everything. And so what He can do, because He created us and He created the things that we have on this earth, He is the creator of it all. So what He can do for us is take what we see that seems impossible in our lives. He can take it and make it possible. He's the possible God. He's the magnificent God. He's the fantastic God. He's the fabulous God. He's the wonder-working God. He is a committed God. He is a loving God. And he will make it so you have no choice but to say it was God, because he'll turn something around in our lives. He'll make us so healed in something, and he'll take us from something that we thought was going to just completely take us out of here. He will turn that thing around, and you got no reason. You can't even say it was me. You're like, oh, that's God. That's definitely God, because people try to count me out. But God said, I'm counting you in. I'm counting you in even more than what you thought you were going to be. I'm going to take you to a place you thought you would never be at. I'm going to take you further than you thought you would ever be. And so that's something of comfort in this year. We talk about this year of exposure. Let's talk about the year of healing. We talk about that. We want to talk about that more. We want to talk about mental health more. We want to bring to the forefront of things that we need to stop holding in and start to letting out. We need to take the time to own our stuff. And I will say this, in my healing process, you know, I've been through therapy. I am actually in therapy. I go and I see my counselor every other week or whatever. And I am so glad that I took the chance on myself and said, you know what? It doesn't make me weak to go see a therapist. It makes me strong, because it makes me strong to take hold of things that I may have held in, things that may have hurt me, traumatizations might not even be a word, but things that traumatize me, I should say. All those things. It takes someone strong to be for real about it and to open up to that person, that therapist, and tell them how you feel. It takes something strong inside of us to do that. And so I say therapy is wonderful. I used to say therapy was no, I would never do that. But it has really helped this man, this black man here, the one that's speaking to you. It has helped me tremendously. And I specifically said black man only because it is the black man that, and I'm speaking to for myself and what I've gathered in my walk and what other guys, other fellas have said, because there is a show that I have out called Lit Locked In, where we talk about mental health and we talk about these things. But what I've come to realize is, as black men, we hold these things in to try to put on this strong face, like nothing can bother us. Oh no, we can't cry. Oh no, we can't go through. We got to stand strong. We got to take care of our families. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of other people. And we neglect ourselves. I shouldn't say we take care of ourselves. We take care of other people. We take care of this and take care of that. But we start to neglect ourselves, and to neglect our health physically, our health mentally, our health spiritually. And that's a three combo that you do not want to neglect. I understand that all three needs to run in synction with each other. It needs to run in harmony with one another. And so therapy has been great for me because I understand that now. And one thing I understand in my therapy is that I have done some things wrong, some things that I'm not proud of. And I've absolutely positively owned those things. I've asked forgiveness for certain people that I've wronged. And they may not necessarily receive it. They may not necessarily believe it, but it was sincere from me. And all I have to do is walk in my forgiveness. I've learned to forgive myself for my wrongdoings. I've learned that. And I learned that I can't force others to apologize to me, no matter how I may feel. Some things hurt me, and I feel some people need to apologize to me, because right is right and wrong is wrong. But with that said, I have to understand that I can't expect them to just apologize to me. But what I can do is do my part and apologize for whatever things I've done in my life, in the shortfalls I have done in my life, and grow from it. And let me tell you something. Therapy has taught me that. Therapy has helped me with that. Therapy has helped me to master the power of forgiveness and to master the power of walking through. Now, I say master the power of forgiveness, but and God wants us to forgive and all that. Now, I say that. But I will also say that I'm not 100% healed in the forgiveness area. I will be honest with you and say that. There is still maybe one or two people that I still kind of have a bad taste about. You know, I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. I don't do any of that. No, I don't. But I dislike their ways and how they treated me and how they went about things. And so I found it hard to forgive. But I asked God to help me with that. Because one thing I realized is that we can't be dishonest about it. You know, we human. I find it hard at times. but I know that I'm going to be healed even with that, and it's going to be monumental. So while I understand the power of forgiveness, I understand that I still have some residual unforgiveness in my heart. But the key and antidote to that is that I'm actually acknowledging it, and I'm actually working towards becoming forgiven, more forgiving when it comes to that, because I want people to forgive me. And I think about God, he forgives us with no problem. Like, he forgives us. And so how dare I, being who I am, I'm not God. How dare I not forgive when God, who is almighty, he forgives us easily. But I understand also that I need to work on me as a human being so that I can be more like Christ, more like God, you know? And so that's that, you know? But I will tell you, therapy and God has really helped me to master forgiveness more and to walk in love more. I may not like someone or like their ways, I should say, but I can treat them with respect. I can treat them with kindness. Even when they come against me, I can be stern, but I can be still treat them with love and respect, because that's who I am. Naturally, that's who I am. But some people try to turn you away from who you actually are because of things that's going on within them. But I've learned that you have to be yourself, regardless of what people say. Oh, why didn't you do that? Oh, you should have did this and that. You should have got them back. Da, da, da. But that's not in my heart to do. My heart is to love. My heart is to trust God in the process and let him handle everything he needs to handle when it comes towards me, because he's got me. And believe me when I tell you, he's got you as well. But we have to trust in him in that process. So this is a year of healing. So how do you heal, you say? Well, I'll tell you some ways that I heal. First, I absolutely pray to God. I pray to God. I tell him how I feel. I celebrate him. I worship him. I do all those things. But I'm also very real with him and things that I'm going to do. God, I'm dealing with such and such. Like I told you earlier, forgiveness. Lord, I'm dealing with this person here that I cannot forgive. I don't necessarily see this person or such and such, but I still have that bitterness within inside of me. Lord, I need your help. So first thing of healing is admitting and to be real and to talk to God. So I talk to God first. I mix that with my counseling sessions. I have those conversations with my counselor, and the counselor, I'm gonna tell you, therapy, I'm trying to tell you, they have a way of pulling things out of you that you didn't think you even had in you, like subconsciously or whatever. And so we're able to dig into reasons why I may do a certain thing, act a certain way, or some kind of trauma that I've dealt with, how it even began. They can go back to the very beginning, to the root, and we pull that root and we work on that root. So that's the second thing. And the third thing is that I walk in love, and I do affirmations. Like I speak light to myself. I am wonderful and created. I'm created wonderfully. I am wonderfully created by God. I am somebody. I am significant. I am enough. I can do this. I am worthy. Like I say those things to me, to myself. I say it over and over to build up my faith, really to build up who I am. Because a lot of times we get so beat down with you're not this, you're this, you're that, and it's all negative. And what happens is we take on that and we become that and we feel like we're nothing. But those traumas that I had in my past and hearing those things from some people and some things in some situations, I'm so thankful that I have come to a conclusion, like I'm able to see it for what it is, that I'm not what they say I am. I know who I am and whose I am. And for that, I am going to speak light to myself. So I speak it to myself. I speak affirmations to myself. And I boldly do that. And I'm okay with that because it has brought such peace to me in this thing and helping me in this journey called life. Also just go and do what I need to do for my life. I follow what I feel God wants me to do in my life, and I do it the best of my ability. I take my skills and my things that I have in my life that I'm very good at, and I try to grow upon them and to expand them, to do what I can so that I can stay in peace. Because when you're doing what you love and you have such peace and contentment with God, God's giving you that peace and that contentment, is nothing that really can come against you. And so I do those things on a daily basis in order to grow. And I'm going to tell you that process, it hasn't always been good. Sometimes it's just like some days I don't want to be bothered. Some days I just want to stay in the bed and just soak in my sadness and all this kind of stuff. But it's something that pulls me out. God pulls me out. I believe that's something that is so important that he always helps me to get on my feet and to stand up strong and to continue to live this life. Thinking about my boys keeps me going, my sons. It keeps me going because at the end of the day, they look at me, they look up to me, you know. And it's already one thing that I'm not married to the mom anymore and, we're not together. And so there's already a separation as far as the boys, they're at dad's house and they're at mom's house. But it's another thing to actually be in their lives and not just, we're separated. So, we're not together. So why spend time with the kids? No, but we don't want to do that. We want to spend time with the kids. And so for me, I do those things, but I also understand that they're watching me in this thing called life. They need that example. And so it's my boys that keeps me on the straight and narrow too. It keeps me going when I want to give up. It keeps me going when things are going crazy or some financial issue here or something crazy going on over there. It keeps me on the straight and narrow. You know what? I have to do this for my kids. And you know what? I got to stay strong. And you know what? I can't give up now, even though I don't feel good today. I don't feel like it today. I got to keep moving. And it's also great family and friends. Oh my goodness. Close friends that keep me on the straight and narrow that ask me how I'm doing. And actually care. Hey, I'm just checking on you. And so I call my friends and like my close friends. Hey, I'm just checking on you. How you doing? Just want to see how you doing. How you feeling? How's everything going? Anything you want to discuss? Anything that's on your heart that you want to get off heart? I think it's so important. And so those things help me. And so I pray that this message has gotten to you and that it has blessed you in a way and you hear my heart and that it will bless you and compel you and wherever you are going in your life and where you're at in your life, that it will help you and that you will find those people that can be in your life or in your life to speak life to you and that you can lean on to God even more and you can go to counseling. You can be real with the counselor. And like they said, a year of exposure, they get to be a year of being of healing. And whether it's getting those things out that you were holding in, like I guess you can call the exposure. It doesn't matter if you are going through the healing process as well. It's something about just exposing or just speaking stuff out just for, I'm trying to get back at somebody or whatever. No, it's another thing to really get the healing and speak truth to power so that you can heal properly. So speaking to a counselor about it, you don't have to air it all out to the whole world or whatever, but it's also important. I mean, that's all up to you, but it's so important that you do the work for yourself to heal and not to be, So I always say this is a year of healing rather than a year of exposure. So I pray that under the sound of my voice, some of you who may not be healed, I pray right now in Jesus' name that there'll be healing power for you. I pray that you will just be covered in God's love, that you'll be covered in God's peace, and you'll be covered in God's joy, unspeakable joy that will come upon you, that will just give you the peace to make it through and the peace to even stand strong and to take that first step to get the help that you need. I pray for power, wonder-working power within you. I pray that your faith is girded up and that your faith is increased, that you will continue to just trust him and trust him even more as you go through this process, understanding that this healing process is not always good. It doesn't always feel good, but it is going to be good. It's going to be good. And it's going to be for your own good if you continue to go through the process. So on those days that you want to give up, I pray that God gives you more increase of peace. On those days that you just say, you know what? I don't want to do it. I pray that God will give you the strength that you need. On those days that you just feel like people are coming against you, you'll be reminded of God's love for you and his forgiveness for your life, and that nobody can speak ill of you because you are new. You are created in God's image, and that what you've done in your past doesn't matter. They can talk about your past all they want, but they have nothing to do with your future. I hope that God reminds you of that. I just pray for peace this year. I pray for healing this year for myself and for you, whoever's listening to this right now. I pray for that because we are all in this thing called life together, and we're going to journey together. We're going to be positive together. We're going to strengthen each other. We're going to be positive. We're going to encourage. We're going to motivate, and we're going to inspire one another in this thing called life. It's in Christ Jesus' name I pray, and I count it all done, and I believe it's so. Amen. God bless you guys. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Journey with James podcast, season 4. And I pray that you'll join me again soon. And I would like to say this here. If you check out my YouTube page, Journey with James TV is on my YouTube page. And that is youtube.com/@ Journey with James. So check it out. There are 3 shows that I'm presently working on. They're new episodes coming for each show. So I have a new show called Locked In with 3 of my close friends. Eric Goodman, have Quentin, I call him Q, and then my friend Damian Childress. He is up there as well. And all of us, we have conversations about, you know, the trending topics that's going on in the world today, but from a male's perspective. But we also have mental health checkup, where we talk about mental health. We talk about our lives, give the something that we may be going through and how we got through it in hopes that it help other males. And then, and even women can listen to it. I mean, it's geared for guys, but women can definitely listen in because it could be a help to you as well. But we also have our topic of the day, where we talk about a male issue. Last episode, which was our first episode that started February 1st, our topic was defining manhood. Such a great conversation to hear everybody's perspective and to have a good, intelligent conversation and have some laughs in it and just enjoy one another, because these are genuinely my brothers. These are genuinely my friends. And so I had a heart to want to produce and create a show like this. And so it's called Locked In. We're locked into politics. We're locked into mental health. We're locked into what's going on around us. We're locked into our families. We're locked into our friends. We're locked in to what we need to be locked in and focused on in this thing called life. So check out Locked In. Plus, I have the show, The Journey with James Show, on a bit of a hiatus right now, but it's an extension of the podcast that you hear here. But I actually have people on the show to hear about their journeys in life. And, you know, even I had a therapist on who concentrates on particularly Black and African Americans. And I only said, this is Black History Month. We need to talk about that. But they do that because, of course, our population, we don't really go to therapy, like I've said earlier in this podcast. And so he's been on my show, Dr. Brian Sutton, and such a great conversation. I would love to have him on again, especially on Locked In. But that's the Journey with James Show, a more personal look at my life. You see a little bit of things that's funny. I have some little pranks and stuff that I like to do. Plus, we have those conversations and we have game on the show as well. And then I have a game show called Game Time with James. And we're going to have another show, I believe, next week. We're going to have another show of that where I just ask trivia questions. Martin questions will always be on that game show, because most people know Martin, and that's a very good show that everybody has pretty much watched. And so it's a time of just talking about this or that, ask some trivia questions, go against each other, have a little fun, play a little games, talk junk to each other, you know, that kind of stuff. And so you see a different side of me, having a lot more fun, because I'm a naturally funny guy, period. That's just me. I realize that. My friends realize it, but you may not necessarily realize it. So, but that's it, the game show. So check those 3 out. Don't mean to belabor the point and continue to talk, but I just want you guys to check that out when you get a chance. It's youtube.com/@ Journey with James. Okay, God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you again on the next edition of the Journey with James podcast.